Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And this week, villains.
Always.
Only.
Yeah.
Well,
a bombshell enters the villa. We've got quite the show coming up. We did discuss this in the past, but now we've got the first ever trailer.
Yeah.
For House of Villains coming to E! In October.
The rumors were true.
The rumors were true, not only about the cast, but also the names that allegedly didn't make the cut, made the cut in surprise cameo form.
Super teaser trailer.
She's the devil. She's wearing red.
Next time you shush me, I'm going to get louder.
Don't want to call you, honey.
Boring. Yawning. Sloppy. Lazy.
What did you go to prison for?
Yes, House of Villains is a new reality show.
Yeah.
It's like in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the super teaser has dropped, and I'm perched. I'm ready.
Yeah. My thing about this is I wish it was just Big Brother style, like cameras on, nothing really needed. There is some challenges and looks like voting and all that. I mean, you do that in Big Brother, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's giving I Love Money. Remember
yes,
that show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But really, truly, if you just leave them be, it'll be entertainment enough. We've got Jax from Vanderpump. We've got Corinne from Bachelor Nation. We've got
Tanisha. Of Bad Girls. Icon fame.
I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all aren't going to get sleep because of me. An anthem for the ages.
It is.
It still goes off. And of course, we've got Tiffany New York Pollard, who, you know, when this dropped, people were like, is she a villain?
She's a villain to her cast members.
Yes.
She's an icon to us.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, on Flavor of Love season one, absolutely was the villain. But yeah. To the viewers, she was the legend.
And we do have an unquestionable villain, actual supervillain, Omarosa.
Yeah.
Who, in this teaser...
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on my show. If you don't, you know.
New York,
remember
Tiffany...
Remember when she ate Bethany up?
She did.
Oh,
she did.
You get to sit here and be mediocre. Like, really just... Oh.
Oof. Yeah, but we seem to have a showdown coming between Tiffany and Omarosa.
Yeah, I can't repeat it on here. It would just be beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep,
Republican, Republican, beep.
She's a hero, but we'll have to see. But of course, the cameos are maybe the most exciting part beyond this.
I love the when Spencer Pratt walks in and they're all just like, wait, who?
Who? But they're kind of doing that to Abby Lee Miller, too.
Yeah.
Bobby Lights is like, you did? Prison. I'm a convict. I'm a felon.
Yeah. The angles, though, they really, honestly, like, if any of you used to watch VH1 Celebreality,
yeah,
which is top-tier reality television, mm-hmm. the way that this is filmed is so Flavor of Love, VH1,
yeah,
old school, like, the dramatic music with the lightning flashes and those, like, weird angles that are, like, below. I don't know how to describe it, but it just is.
It's masterfully, the cinematography is
yeah, whoever worked on this, they have done their reality television yes. homework, you yes. can tell. Same and with Crappy Lake, it's like whoever made that, you watched Simple Life,
including the split second reveal that did cause me to jump.
Same. Hi, Danielle.
The devil mask reveal to be Danielle Staub. Which we didn't even get anybody's reaction to that yet.
No.
Mm-hmm. So scared. But
they're going to be like, are you the one that flipped the table?
Yeah. I'm excited.
And I saw the house you lived in, Teresa, before you moved into the mansion. Yeah, and I live in a $3 million home now, bitch.
I can only imagine what the challenges are. The table flip challenge.
Running through the country club challenge. Mm-hmm. Chased by Danielle Staub.
Is bitch better challenge. Is bitch better sponsored by Doritos.
I don't want to call you honey because you are old hag.
Honey eating challenge.
The way that I could monologue the entire second season of New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah.
That's going to be our first live show.
That's a core memory. It will be.
Yeah.
I'll do interpretive dance as you just monologue it.
You can be Kim G.
Happy 4th of July.
Anyway, we're perched for this. If
we
you
are.
Can't tell,
we are
not sponsored, but yeah, stay tuned. We'll give you guys the, I don't know, maybe we'll review it every
honestly,
week.
We could.
Not like there's anything else going on.
Exactly. There's not a lot of TV programming going on.
As I look at our list that is very long.
Yes.
There is one villain, however, who is not in this house that we know of.
Oh. Oh, that's true.
Her name is Nicole.
She's hot as a stove, everyone.
Allegedly a villain.
Allegedly a villain.
Yeah, 51%.
Uh-huh. She takes that 51%.
Because, did you see, Death Becomes Her?
Oh, I saw.
Which is a movie that I've now watched, in case you guys didn't know.
This is your new movie of the decade.
Yeah. The pre-Broadway showing of this is coming to Chicago next April, not sponsored. Now, I don't know if Nicole's going to be in it.
Right.
But
were there rumors that she was going to be?
Well, she was at the table read.
She did the table read, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that was probably just a taste of Broadway or theater, because she is actively about to begin in Sunset Boulevard on the West End in a matter of days. Hard at work.
So I could see this going to, it's giving Once Upon a One More Time, where it went to Chicago first, then it comes to Broadway.
Yeah.
So hopefully Nicole will be back when it comes
just
to
in time.
New
yeah.
York.
I have no idea what her plans are, but perhaps. I do know that the announcement already included, which is running from April 30th to June 2nd, 2024, Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simard.
Yeah, they were also at the table read with Nicole.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm all in. And introducing...
Death!
Melody Thornton. Can you imagine if it's Melody instead of Nicole? I could.
Hey, I would go see it.
I'd still go see it.
Justin Guarini can be in it now that...
That's true.
Mm-hmm, he was so good.
Are there parts for him?
There's men in it.
Okay. Say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, men did make headlines.
They did.
This week.
That's
many
just the
headlines.
Way we roll.
That is the way we roll. Arguably, they could have just gone to the Waffle House, kept it quiet.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on this occasion.
Okay. Well, your man, caused quite a tizzy this week with the announcement of a divorce. We are talking about Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, who is divorcing Sophie Turner. And in what became like a flash flood flurry of headlines within like 24 hours, could have been an email. It could always be an email.
Yeah, the live updates is, I don't need this.
No, it could have been a conscious uncoupling, Gwyneth style. That would have been lovely. But instead, we got like 12 TMZ reports that were like, Sophie is partying. She's the bad mother. She's not with the kids. it was giving like aggressive character assassination.
Yeah, all of it was giving like very planned out PR moves. Yeah. Like, oh, she's a bad mom.
She's party.
Here's a
she
photo.
Was, like, holding now a drink this. At a cast rap party. It was like, yeah, woman out of control.
Oh my God.
It was whatever. Whoever thought that was a good idea was incorrect, because instead it mobilized the entire internet to be Team Sophie, which I know is painful, as now there is, first there wasn't negative opinions of Joe, but now there are.
Yeah.
Which is not, I'm sure, how this PR campaign was intending. And then, of course, he was photographed with the kids, which notoriously they kept their kids private, which was also not great, immediately after the news. It was all such a crazy series of days. News. And well, here we are, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
I can't.
I can't either.
Here's the thing, I will say, none of this is enjoyable for me to watch.
I'm sure.
The thing is, I don't really give a shit about celebrity couples. Like, yeah. I normally don't care. It's like, whatever. But I really like the two of them so much. And I like them together. So whatever the fuck is going on with the two of you, keep it private and sort it out yourselves, okay? We don't need the live updates.
Well, unfortunately.
You're adults.
It's completely one-sided, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing on his end.
It is.
Even if maybe if he's not intending to do it himself, every report is like from his angle. And all she's done so far is share the joint statement. And that's it, which is literally how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever's going on behind the scenes, just put out that statement, keep it moving. And it could have been that easy. So now there's that. And that's what's happening in that world. The you know what this is going to lead to, unfortunately, though.
What? A song?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
A video cameo, to be specific. Taylor Swift, Reputation re-recordings, Sophie Turner cameo in the video.
Oh.
It's going to be full circle, because Taylor has Mr. Perfectly Fine about Joe Jonas. He notoriously, I guess, dumped her over the phone years
ago. Yeah, and all the tears on her guitar ate her up. I'm much better. Oh, that album's so good.
I can see it already. I could see them having a moment in a video.
I don't know. Mm.
I mean, and it's also, talk about reputation. Like, this is a complete smear attack, whatever's happening right now.
Yeah.
So it would be quite the time to do it. I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel like that's a early prediction. Not great. Not great. Everyone really liked both of them together and definitely likes
Oh,
her.
I was like obsessed with them as a couple.
Yeah. So to have that be the angle, or to come out of the gate with that, is not going to go over well.
I remember when I saw them in 2019 before the world ended, mm-hmm. and she was there and she was like was going off. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
I can't think of any other celebrity couple that I actually care about or like.
Mm. That's a good question.
Where I'm like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. Like, and I actually feel things, you know?
Trying to think of any that I actually... Everyone can break up.
Teresa and Louis. No, I'm kidding.
Teresa
I'm
and kidding. Louis.
I'm kidding.
If that's not real, I don't know what is.
Anyway, Joe.
Get a new PR team or whatever this is.
Log out. Go focus on your tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the vibe.
It's not the vibe.
Anyway, whatever. Their newest album wasn't even that good anyway. Sorry I said it.
Well, she got tired of singing Waffle House in the VIP lounge every night. She was like, I can't do it anymore.
I got tired of it too.
Yeah.
It's No Happiness Begins. No. All right.
No.
Happiness begins happiness ends. Sure does, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Well, no, it does not end.
What?
BB Rex's reign on the fucking charts. That's what.
This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. You're gonna sing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Look at that transition.
That deserves an award.
Thank you.
Yes, and so does this unofficial award, which goes to our queen of pop. Bebe Rexha has become the only artist with 50 fucking week number ones on both the country and dance electronic charts.
Slay!
I mean,
I'm one of one.
One of one.
I'm the only
50
one.
50 fucking ones. and you're going to sing along to the songs.
And everyone's like,
oh my God, what is it called?
So that means Meant to Be and I'm Good Blue.
Bop.
Have gone 50 fucking weeks each, at least.
The way that I thought that I'm Good Blue like came out this summer, but it's been out for like a very long time.
When, what was the release date? That's a very good question. Yes, August 2022.
Yeah, like it was a full year ago.
That's obviously, why it's been 50 fucking weeks.
Yeah, there's 52 weeks in a year.
Wow. Well, I think it just means 50 plus weeks.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I don't think that song's going anywhere still.
As it shouldn't.
Of course.
But.
Exactly.
I Venmo'd a DJ $10 a few weeks ago to play it.
Did you have to?
No, I just...
Because I feel like it would have been on the set list, first of all, for sure. But also, is it that serious?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Damn, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a real Rexar. That is a real Rexar. You could send her a Venmo request for that $10, probably.
Oh my God.
It'd be just a direct link. Anyway.
It's fine. Yeah. Worth it.
Well, speaking of BB, actually, she's also... She got some more streams this week.
Yeah, One in a Million is out, sped up and slowed down, which actually the slowed down one is kind of a vibe. It's a little edible sounding, mm-hmm. but I'm into it.
Well.
And the instrumental's out.
There you go, TikTok girlies.
Drop the acapella.
Oh, yeah, for the remix.
If you want to keep promoting this song, give me a call.
50 fucking weeks in a million.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, BB.
You need to work with Kelly Rowland and David Guetta if you're listening.
Yeah.
Hello.
When BB takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a rough already like laid out. Give me a call.
Yeah.
I'll send it over.
No, I think that's inevitable.
I'm just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know.
No. Well, while BB's conquering streaming, Addison is conquering
streaming. Oh. And streaming.
And streaming. Sort of.
Well,
she exists on streaming.
Wow.
I saw a figure for how much was sold in the first week for AR, and it's pretty much just our listenership. So,
it's not really being sold.
Well, but like units, like equivalent units.
Okay, but those, like, they need to retire that because it's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, they convert streams to like units sold, and I'm like, no, it's not how this works.
No, I know. I know. But anyway, from streaming to
streaming.
She's
streaming more than some of the girls.
For sure.
Do you want the Atta Slay stand to jump out?
There are two here. Speaking of slaying.
Oh.
The Eli Roth directed Thanksgiving horror movie is coming and the trailer is here. It's going to be gruesome, I have a feeling.
Yeah, why is this like actually scary? I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, because Eli Roth is actually a very... gruesome director, horror movies.
Oh, is it Saw?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Saw adjacent.
Well, did you see the
Didn't
lore?
Do Saw, but.
About this movie?
Yes.
With Trisha
That's
Paytas.
My favorite part. Oh, well, that too.
Is this true?
Yes. Allegedly.
I believe it.
So, first of all, this movie is based on a fake trailer that was featured in the 2007 movie Grindhouse, which has like a brief trailer in between for this campy looking slasher called Thanksgiving, and they decided to make it a real movie. And according to the lore, because all roads do lead,
literally,
apparently Trisha Paytas is the one responsible for this or wrote it.
I believe it.
So she at least is friends with Eli Roth.
Yeah.
And then
she's like connected,
yes,
in that world of like the mid 2000s, mm-hmm, when she was like super viral. I mean, she's still very viral, but
now I didn't listen to the podcast episode, but I guess she said she worked on this with Eli, yeah, Roth, or gave him the idea or
and
ideas.
There's a tweet from 2020 to him that's like, happy birthday,
can't wait for Thanksgiving movie.
And this is like year, like way
this
before any of
it was
us
announced.
Knew
yeah
insider
uh-huh so Trisha Paytas
insider slayed off.
Responsible for Addison Rae's Scream Queen debut.
I hope she's in it.
Trisha?
Yeah, as like an extra, like Thanksgiving parade.
I thought I read that Addison is playing what Trisha would have played.
I love that even more.
But we only get truly a half second of her, and she doesn't look like she's in a good situation, I have to be honest. She is bound and gagged and screaming. And
she's not enjoying those mashed potatoes.
She is not. So I don't
know. They're turning her into that jelly shit.
Oh, God, they might.
What is that again? You know what I'm talking about? That can of jelly?
Yeah.
What is that?
The cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah. It's like a slab of like jello.
Gelatinous. Oh, totally.
Oh, no. It's like Sweeney Todd.
And they've definitely kept a lot of the scenes from the fake trailer, too, including a very graphic one involving a trampoline and a knife going through it. Anyway.
Are you ready to jump? Get ready to jump.
I don't think I necessarily want to see it, but I am happy that she has entered into the canon of queens of pop who have starred in horror movies.
Yeah.
And she presumably will have a very intense death. Which
she's becoming a scream queen, which is like iconic.
Controversially, I know everyone lives for Paris Hilton's death in House of Wax. I don't love seeing queens of pop die. It does still rattle me.
Yeah.
I'm still like not happy to see it. As we know, I'm very affected by Kylie Minogue's cameo in that Earthquake movie.
And I'm very affected by the opening scene of Finding Nemo.
Yes, another queen of pop. But yeah, I mean, I will inevitably at least see that scene when it comes out, but oof.
Yeah, it's like when Ariana died in, was that Scream Queens or something?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
That was tame.
That was like a music video.
And it has nothing to do with like blood and gore. I'm just like, there is something jarring about your fave dying.
Yeah.
Although, even Britney in Austin Powers,
the
Femba, I was like, oh no. I don't know. I'm affected by these things. In any case, it's still iconic to have that. And at the same time, would it be iconic to have your own death scene, especially with a renowned or well-known director? Yes. So, slay, literally.
Literally?
Literally slay.
Literally to die for?
Oh, I mean the...
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so funny if she's like, my neck.
She definitely got it bad. She's definitely to die for.
She's about to get it even worse.
Obsessed.
Who's the killer in this? Is it like, is that it something stupid like a turkey?
It is. No, it's a man. It looks like a man in a mask or something situation. A classic sort of slasher situation. But yeah, we don't know the why yet.
It's Santa at the end of the Macy's parade.
Uh-huh. He's like, I've had enough of this shit. Well, we'll see. I do.
It's Bebe Rexha performing on the Jetty-O turkey.
It's definitely Charli D'Amelio.
Tell me what you sacrifice. Why is this like a film right here?
Oh, it is. Influencers attacking each other. It's a concept.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
And I am glad there's like a Thanksgiving entry because we've only got
literally.
We don't have a ton of cultural.
No,
moments.
It's Nicole Westbrook.
Yeah.
Bebe Rexha and Jetty-O turkey.
Yeah.
Santa.
That's about it to
Mariah,
look forward to on
the
Thanksgiving.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Well, from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Season's greetings.
Season's greetings.
Happy holidays, girls.
Well, she's teased it for a while, and she's here. It's Shermas, bitch. We have Cher's Christmas album incoming, which rattled me to my core.
Same.
When I saw this album cover. She did tug on Bjork's wig a bit with this one. It's so...
tacky?
Yes. And like, I live for that, but it's also the concept is so fucked. It's like her in bedazzled jeans, surrounded by ornaments... where she's trapped inside of.
Yeah, they're like reflections of other scenes. And like the one in the red, that the edges of the photoshopping are like
so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
But it's like it works.
Yeah, the graphic designer got their major in MS Paintology at
Canva.
At IDGAF University.
No.
They're winning the IDGAF Wars.
The new scroll.
The new scroll. Yeah, they gave no fucks. And then out of nowhere, we got a second cover with Amazon.
It's even worse.
Oh, like I think better. It's so much better. First of all, the dress is a sleigh.
Yeah.
And her being the last remaining human on the floating polar caps.
Literally, it's like all of the melted polar caps around her. And
the last person to survive global boiling is Cher. It's like completely accurate. So I do live for that one. And then there's a third one. She's making Taylor's variants look like child's play on her official web store where she's like kicking the snow and there's like water. Like it's the snow already melted. I'm really looking forward to this. It's got some crazy collaborations. Tyga, Cyndi Lauper.
Leland wrote two songs, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, including, I believe, the lead single, which is called DJ Play a Christmas Song.
Oh.
Which will be Song for the Lonely with festive bells, I'm sure. Tyga, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Blue Blay, Stevie Wonder, Darlene Love.
I feel like there's going to be a Believe Christmas version because did you see those reels with the those were a fucking sleigh.
They were.
Like the diamond reflective. Like
diamond.
And you just hear Believe mm-hmm. kind of like echoing in the background. I was
holiday
like.
Holiday oh. version.
It would be cool if they like interpolated Believe mm-hmm. into something, you know, like When You Believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. They should make Mariah and Whitney When You Believe a Christmas song.
There you go. I really hope that this is just living proof with jingly bells and festive cheer. I hope it is actually like dance bangers and that it is actually good.
I feel like it's going to be fun.
I feel like it really will be.
Yeah.
Because I loved the ABBA covers project and I feel like, I do feel like she's going to serve.
It's giving, this is a throwback. Do you remember Rosie O'Donnell Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
That album?
Yeah.
I'm getting the same energy. And that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. I agree with you.
Because and we need to have fun.
We need to have up-tempo bops.
We need fun.
Because I want like gay dance mm-hmm. Christmas bops. Who better?
XXX Christmas.
Like obviously Mariah's cornered the traditional market. Like it's done. Like she queen of Christmas with that. No trademark.
Yeah.
But.
Allegedly.
I want some fun.
Yeah.
I want some fun gay bops. Yeah. Wow. While Cher is celebrating the holiday season, her burlesque co-star is celebrating a season of fashion.
There's a couple things to discuss
there
here.
There are a couple things to discuss.
All right, everybody. It's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Xena is here.
She's here.
In NYC for NYFW.
And she's kicking off with a bang. At the...
I don't even really know what this was. I just looked at the poster behind her, and it says Vogue, hashtag smart talks. And I was like, okay.
I believe there is some ZMN promo involved here.
Yeah.
I can't be certain, but yes, it is New York Fashion Week, the most fashionable time of the year, where I'm sure we will have high fashion picks aplenty to choose from.
I feel so bad for them. Because the looks were hot, and so is the air.
That's true. You made some points.
Yeah. This week was really hot.
Yeah, we had a heat wave, in fact, some might
say. Yeah, it's currently like thunderstorming.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Vogue anyway. Smart Talks. Runway ready for New York Fashion Week with Vogue and Ziemann.
Oh, I want to get Ziemann.
Oh, but I'm living because she had to include all of the like the detailed Ziemann is an FDA approved treatment used to temporarily improve the. She had to include all that underneath her photo.
Yeah, actual patient.
Yeah, including like all the details about how you might die. I cannot.
You can die from Ziemann?
Well,
I
maybe.
Guess you die from everything. You can,
like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a new horror movie.
Yeah, it actually is.
Anyway. Anywho, Christina's serving in this, like, I don't know, it's giving, like, Grecian goddess art paint
mm-hmm.
neon.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, a nude body under it, but then it just, like, melts. She must have been fucking sweating in this, though.
Oh, yeah. Just all the girls.
But it's a serve.
It is. Sometimes we suffer for fashion. It's a lifestyle. Love and glamour.
Let's get glam.
Mm-hmm.
While she's serving and smelling.
I was so excited to see this.
This teaser fucking sent me.
It's...
So we have a new Christina perfume coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial for it is her just like rolling around, serving, giving face, hair blowing in the wind. And then all of a sudden at the end, it just goes, X, Dina. And she's like lip syncing it. The scream that I let out. Because it's like not her voice, but she's lip syncing it. Ugh. And it's X, Dina.
Joining the ranks of so many. Christina Aguilera by day, Christina Aguilera by night.
The ranks of all the rest.
Red Sin, all of them. We've got X Tina.
It's just self-titled, right?
Yeah, it's a red, well, it's a red X through the bottle. And it's got top notes of sparkling.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Sparkling raspberry, blackcurrant, and pear, mid notes of rose petals and jasmine, absolute and violet leaf unfolds.
Ooh, no lotus undertones.
The base note, finally, earthy warmth of patchouli, oak moss, amber, and musk.
Oh, I love musk.
A mesmerizing mix of fiery femininity. Bold, dynamic, transformative. Christina Aguilera ex Tina.
Everyone knows that musk comes from a deer's asshole, right?
Yes. I think so. I can't speak for everyone.
I enjoy it.
I could listen to like an hour loop of Christina laughing.
Same. I would like her to explain musk, actually, in a podcast.
I don't know. It was maybe Elon. I've heard of Elon Musk. And
who knows? It's funny
really
how that works.
Inspired, you know, as a woman and as an artist and as a mother. Just, I really felt inspired. I was really feeling myself, you know. I wish I could do it. Anyway.
This is exactly what she would say. And yes, we will be going out and purchasing some.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Uh-huh. I love her so much.
Same. Endless bites.
She brings me so much joy. It's hard to find.
It is.
Yeah. Well, in other fashion news,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just continuing to serve. You are Beyonce.
Thank you.
And it is your birthday.
Some might say B-Day.
Or Bay Day.
Or Bay Day to rile some feathers.
Yeah.
Ruffle some feathers. Yes, this birthday show was
iconic.
It made other award shows pale in comparison. The amount of celebrities were there.
Yeah.
And I know it because I had to compile a list for work. There were like over 50 names easily. And it was not nobody's. It was Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet's couple debut, making out in the VIP.
Did you see that she left the VIP and went into Club Renaissance?
Kylie did?
Yeah.
As she should.
I mean, must be nice, the privilege there.
Right.
It kind of made me like her a little bit.
Mm.
Like, she just was like, okay, I'm leaving, and then like, I want to go hang out with fans.
Secondary reality television personality.
Not secondary.
Well,
I would say like it's lower than that, actually.
Yeah.
Because like, Chloe's higher.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know that's a quote, right?
What?
Kylie Minogue, when they sued for the trademark rights, they labeled her a secondary reality TV personality in the lawsuit. And she's still trying to get it again. She just filed again.
Oh.
Give it up, Delicious. Keep your lips to yourself. Well, she didn't. They were on Timothy.
Oh my God.
Which caused a complete...
Continuing to eat her alive.
A complete collapse of the Club Chalamet fan account. I don't know if you watched that go viral. These women who are, I think, older than us are in an absolute meltdown mode. That's them outside.
What is happening? That sounds bad.
It was a fire truck.
Oh.
There's just a complete panic among stands of Timothy. They are raging outside.
Is it a fire truck?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
So thoughts and prayers to that community. They were like, "Tell it can't be true. She must have blackmail on him. There's no way he would ever go for someone like that." Or Timmy.
Whatever. It's just two kids having fun.
That's right. I guess.
Well, I guess I'll just say really quickly that I thought Kim and Chloe were serving in their Renaissance looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did.
There were so many.
Like, wherever that fire truck is going, I'm scared for the people who are on fire right now.
That's bad. That's bad. It is, yeah, stuck in traffic.
Also, is honking the horn really going to get you anywhere? You know what I mean? We all know that you're there.
Mm-hmm. The flashing lights.
Yeah. Is this going to move you any further down the block? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, I hope that whoever's on fire right now is okay.
Well, I think that, wow. It's persisting. It is persisting.
Yeah, it's like whatever's happening.
Anyway, okay. So there were also Zendaya and
8
Tom Holland. They were in a lot of the Everybody on Mute videos. I don't know if you saw, a lot of people did their like selfie video, and in the back, the couple is just like keeping it quiet. It's very cute. Just like regulars, just standing there like everybody else.
Yeah.
But there were so many people there. Chrishell.
Oh.
All the celebrities. Oh, Lisa Rinna was there with Dorit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She posted something I didn't understand. Like, if you know, you know. Like, this is my song or something.
What?
I don't know.
Were people doing coke in the bathroom at the Renaissance World Tour?
Well, speaking of the fashion, at least.
My house is a coke den.
Beyonce walking out with that party hat. I could not. She's a very unserious woman.
But it was like so Kavant.
It was.
It was like the Kavantiest little birthday hat.
It was.
With the little like, yeah.
And then, I mean, to top it all off, legend icon who's not just making an appearance on stage for anybody, the legendary Diana Ross comes on stage to sing happy birthday to her. They have a full, I mean, Beyonce just looks like a fangirl in that moment and runs over to her, is really cute. And
the whole stadium singing.
The whole stadium singing. But then Beyonce's speech.
Ugh, the true, huh?
I wasn't
prepared.
Because
she doesn't normally like show emotion.
No, she let it, all, flaws and all, she let it all out there. She did. She thanked Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, LaToya Luckett, and Latavia Robertson. And none for Farrah.
Oh.
Boop. Don't you need to go get your luggage? Or?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. She was in the group for literally 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's true.
There was no dent on the legacy from her.
As the second lead vocalist.
Yeah. But that made me emotional also because I feel like, well, obviously the original girls don't get acknowledged that often.
No.
But it's like it was like an important moment to be like, no, I really did start with you. And it was obviously, and Michelle later on, but I thought that was very meaningful and nice.
Yeah, there was something about this birthday show that felt like so celebratory in a way.
It was really.
Because the sentiment I feel with Renaissance is there's a different Beyonce that we're seeing that seems to be having more fun and is more playful. And to see this kind of, I mean, the tour is wrapping up, not yet, but it's soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt very celebratory, I felt, of like such a successful run. And the Mute Challenge for night 3 was possibly the best.
Yeah, they truly were like, you're not going to fuck up her birthday.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was, there's a specialness to this.
There was.
I hope this is on the film.
Yes. Oh, and I will say, if we're talking about the looks, guess who ate everybody up as usual? It's sneaker night. Vanessa Hudgens.
Was there? No.
Oh,
she
looked
look.
Good. She was like, she took it very seriously. As you know, Beyonce requested chrome or silver from everyone, and the girls did not disappoint. She just looked incredible.
Ooh.
She had a really good fan, and she just ate it up. She looks great, but who's surprised?
Yeah, that's right. It's sneaker night. Put your sneakers on. Bop. Imagine like that was added to the Renaissance set list.
I wish.
Put your silver on. Oh. Well, there was also a little birthday song moment that I have not seen this on streaming. I think it's just like a digital thing, but it is T.S. Madison, Kevin Aviance, Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, produced by B. Ames, called Beyonce 9481. And it's this like Cavanti minute and a half house track that I need on streaming.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Love it.
And so I think that they made this for her as like a celebration of your birthday. And Parkwood posted it on their account.
Yeah.
But need this on streaming because on streaming, it is good.
A Renaissance themed birthday.
Yes. And like T.S. Madison's lines in it are so good. Ugh.
Love.
Yeah.
Speaking of legends, we've also got a new high fashion editorial from Miss Kylie Minogue, who is on the cover of Rolling Stone, The Beating Heart of Pop. I loved that. Ooh, was a fierce, that was a fierce.
Get it?
A good
it's
reference.
It's like a heart.
She is giving us that Fifth Element, Mia Jovovich, red look right now, slash Cher.
From Resident Evil? Was that the reference?
Well, no.
Oh.
But
she's from, in Resident Evil, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, there we go again, everyone. A movie that I have seen.
Yes.
Which, oh, that movie when they're in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And the lasers, you know.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
That's very core memory, yeah.
I really think I could handle Scream.
You can handle Scream. You can handle Scream.
I've seen.
Yes. But no.
Anyway.
The things you have and haven't seen, they never fail to entertain. But there, Mila plays a character, Lilu, in The Fifth Element, and she's giving, Kylie is giving that a bit. Keeping in theme with the tension cover art, or the whatever, the promotional art, is this Rolling Stone cover. And Brittany Spanos wrote the cover story. It was great. She talked about the making of Tension and recording it like during a hot stretch of days in England.
Last week,
yeah, basically. And what was one memorable tidbit? Oh, she mentioned her parents are going to be at opening night of Vegas.
Oh.
Flying in from Australia, which I hope also means that Danny will be there.
She probably will be.
Yeah. Yeah, she...
Danny would have my back like a real sister.
And yeah, we're just a few weeks to go until the Tension album, which means we're only a few weeks away from our album release party.
Oh my God, is this our first like event that we're like part of? I think so. As low?
I guess. Maybe. Sure.
Well, if you guys are here in New York City on Saturday, September 23rd.
From 10 p.m. to late.
Oh, well.
As late as you'd like. We have the party at $3 bill. I'm just going to, so I don't fuck things up, I'll just tell you what it is exactly. Powered by DJ John Ali, friend to the pod. Performances by Esa Noche, Lemon Chiffon, and Dev Doe. Music by Mike Borowski and John Ali, and co-hosted by Ust and Justin Just Fan and Rude Polaroids. September 23rd, $3 bill, 10 p.m. to late.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party to remember.
One of you bitches better play Chocolate.
I'm
and Into
sure,
the Blue.
I'm sure all of those will be played. Join us, dance with us.
Yeah.
Slow down and dance with me, yeah. Skip a beat and move with my body. Yeah, slow. But it won't be slow, probably. It'll be fast-paced, I'm sure. Lots of great performers. Excited to see Kylie renditions on the stage. People dancing to Kylie. Wear your Kylie memorabilia. I'll be wearing something. I know that. I haven't decided on a shirt yet, but we'll figure that out.
I'm going to be in all black. I sweat a lot.
Okay, well, that's very Tension.
Yeah. Well, I have natural red hair. I don't need to put on a wig.
Exactly. That's yet. So true.
So oh my God, I have my, wait, that one wig that I have could kind of be Tension. I'm not wearing a wig. It's okay. Fine.
All right, well. You never know.
Yeah, we'll post the link to tickets on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At legendsonly_pod.
That's right.
Hope to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
And after you check out our Instagram, you might want to head on over to TikTok. Shall we have a little TikTok talk? Now, did you see Terry Joe was on Just Trish?
Sure did.
And she kind of, I think, offended Trisha a little bit.
I think so. I'm not sure Trisha fully gets it.
She does, but I don't think she was able to keep up with the...
Sure, sure.
The banter.
Yeah.
But it was really funny seeing Trisha wearing the Terry Joe attire.
Mm-hmm. And then they've done a lot of skits since on social media.
Yeah.
As Terry Probo. Joe. Yeah. It's fun. We like to have a good time.
Well, my new obsession on TikTok this week has been a user, Sandy Cameron, who has been doing Hillary Duff impressions on TikTok. And the Raise Your Voice singing one absolutely sent me into another orbit.
The wig alone.
The wig, and it's so the exaggerated, but it's so perfectly done.
Yeah. Talk about AI and like Hillary can continue going on vacation if she would like to fill in for Hillary and continue her career.
Yeah.
Works.
And by the way, you will be able to see all of these on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Every week we will post a carousel of visual references.
Yes.
Since some people did message me and say they actually don't use TikTok. So they only hear it.
Oh no, I know a lot of people who don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can check our Instagram for that.
This is all very, strange to them.
Yeah. What else is on your FYP? I saw that Howie the Crab started eating, finally.
Okay. I didn't know if I would bring it up, but I'm so glad you did.
She rejected those mangoes, though.
Howie the Crab only eats caviar right now.
Oh, must be nice. How privileged.
She is a very picky girl, but I can...
Honestly relatable.
Yeah. But I am obsessed with the way that the crab just eats one caviar at a time, like one tiny ball. I live for it. Yes, Howie the Crab finally stopped eating her own shell, and now she's eating caviar and whatever other cheesy goodies. Thank you all for your patience as we endured 41 plus days without eating. She made it, y'all.
Can I say something about Howie the Crab?
Well, yeah. I think it's your time to start a beef with it.
I don't really think Howie the Crab knows what's going on. Like, she was going to feed her mango, and Howie's, like, about to fight her.
Yeah.
And I'm
she's very crabby, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
Because they are at their most vulnerable without their shell. So she's still growing it back. So she's like, don't look at me. You are beautiful.
Get your hands off of me, bitch. Interesting.
I think that's just where she's at. She does seem more herself lately.
Oh.
Not myself tonight. I'm feeling a little crabby. Yeah, I agree.
I'm feeling a little out of my mold. So stupid. Oh, I crack myself up sometimes.
Well, anyway. Congratulations.
She's no bird friend. Anything else in your FYP this week?
It's been a quieter TikTok week for me, I will say.
Yeah, I've been really keeping up with Helga.
Yeah, I haven't seen what Helga's been up to.
Yeah.
You know what it is, though? Actually, this is like shameful, but what isn't? It's not shameful. It's just a new nerdy side of me I didn't know existed. I watched the Dungeons and Drag Queens D&D. I don't know if you saw the trailers for that. Monet, Bob, Alaska, and Jujubee did their first ever Dungeons and Dragons game with this game master, Brandon Lee Mulligan, who's like, I guess, the king of pop of orchestrating these games.
Oh.
And I listened to Sibling Rivalry and they talked about it with such passion that I was like, I'm going to watch this. So I signed up for the service and I watched the whole thing. It is a very long thing.
I was going to say, doesn't that normally take 4 to 5, 6 hours?
It was 8 hours.
Yeah, like one game.
I didn't do it all in one sitting, but I did. It was, you know, hour spurts.
Oh.
And I have an appreciation for Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow.
It is not at all what I was really expecting it to be. You barely play a game. it's mostly telling a story and your friends adding on to that story and like improv. You do roll dice and that affects where the story goes, but it's almost like a choose your own adventure, really. You create lore about things and you narrate how it's going to happen and stuff. It's been very eye-opening because I'm like, oh, this is almost like improv. This is almost like, yeah, like you're like it could be a good acting challenge. So I have a new appreciation for it. I don't know if I would ever play it myself, but I was entertained. So my For You page is now Dungeons and Dragons, which is an interesting turn, but I'm not mad at it either. I'm learning things. I guess my takeaway, first of all, we already knew this, but like all four of them are hilarious. Jujubee really stole the show, though.
I might need to watch this.
Yeah, it's a whole journey.
They're so funny.
Yeah. I guess the selling point of it was they never played it, so it's really user-friendly and beginner-friendly because you're learning in real time with them.
Gotcha.
What everything is and means. So yeah, you barely do things with a board or with anything, really. It's very imagination-based.
Huh.
And you're all just talking and building on the lore that you're creating over the time.
Us talking about Addison Rae every week.
Honestly. So it's very write your own Legitina.
Oh.
Who could be a character or a final boss, more accurately. And it could be like four adventurers knocking on Legitina's lair, trying to, honestly.
Don't wake the beast. Don't ha!
She lets out a ha, and it's a critical strike, defeating your entire army of me.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
Choose your fighter.
Choose your fighter.
I can't.
Oh, now I'm going to go down a whole tangent. A D&D ex Tina.
I would watch it.
Yeah.
Have D&D you ever seen, Tina. The video of Coco Peru playing Grand Theft Auto?
Sure have.
I revisit that a lot.
A lot.
It's so funny.
That and shopping for the panettone
yep.
bread mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah, of course. Coco Peru is classic. So yeah, my thing was I watched Dungeons and Dragons for the week.
Wow.
But it's so drag humor still, and it's very, I got into it and it really just gave me a very different perspective. I think I thought it was something very different. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the nerds.
Yeah, I've been watching this YouTube channel of League of Legends.
Oh.
And it's these gays that dub over like AI voices.
Got it.
And yeah.
Okay. So we've been on a nerdy journey this week.
Mm-hmm. The gays are into gaming.
They are.
Yeah. Well, speaking of TikTok, but also segueing into some new music.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this Nicole Kidman AMC commercial official remix that has dropped?
I did see it.
It is now out on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
It is by an artist, Seance. The song is called
Seance. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Beyonce. What's your favorite cheese?
We AMC need to do Beyonce. What's your favorite movie?
Burlesque.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is actually out on streaming, which I do think means that it got an official AMC sign off because I dug into the TikTok and it was originally posted a few weeks ago and he said, like, we can't post this anywhere until AMC signs off.
Mm.
And then a few weeks later posted and was like, hey everyone, now this is out and it's a bop. I was like, wait a minute.
It goes off and it's just in time for, well, if we ever get it. Well, probably we won't because of the strikes, but we are expecting this sequel to the commercial.
Oh.
That it's supposed to happen.
Can you recreate this? It's such a
classic.
That's
the thing. I'm real worried about it because yeah. I don't think you can. No.
No.
So it might just need to go in the back burner. But I've been seeing her a lot lately because I've been going to a lot of movies. And every, without fail, doesn't matter how gay the movie is or not, there's always just a general chuckling among the crowd. And if it's a real gay, people are standing up and saluting.
Yeah. Well, now you can dance to it.
Perfect.
Like legitimately a bop.
Love that.
And it's like very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Together. And it just beat drops. I wonder if she knows that it exists.
I'm going to guess no.
Watch we expose it. And then it gets deleted.
Well.
Oh.
Mm,
well.
Could happen.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got some new music out this week. Too much.
What the fuck? This is literally everyone shaken by 1989, in my opinion. I really do think it.
Well, most of these were scheduled already, but I feel like it's definitely... We're about to enter Q4 season, which traditionally is a stacked season of releases. And we kicked off with a bang with a song that we only knew of the same week it came out.
Yeah.
Just a quick surprise announcement of Miss Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's Bongos, which is out now. Very, the beat, definitely I like the beat. The beat is Dembo inspired Dominican, which Cardi, so that would make sense. And I knew they wouldn't, the pressure to do the WAP thing again, obviously.
Can't handle the pressure.
Can't handle it. So instead they went for a different sound completely, but I like it in a different way. I guess that's how I'll describe it.
Hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, they're definitely having fun and the video is truly delightful.
The video is next level.
It's so done well. Like it's that so...
second Cardi look when she flips over the couch and kicks the shoe. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's so good.
I'm like reserving judgment on the song because I wonder if it will take on a life in a way I'm not expecting, like if a certain part of it will become like a TikTok thing, because it doesn't have an obvious hook. It doesn't have a
song.
Yeah. But I'm
the
wondering,
video is so fucking good.
And I'm wondering if a part of it will take off though.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
someone will make
one video
meme.
Is so good. Yeah.
Yeah. The video is next level.
Yeah. But there's a ton of singles and albums. We're not going to spend a ton of time on everything, but we are going to mention it all.
Yeah. First up, we have the Mariah Music Box 30th,
which
is massive.
She is outrageous for this. There's remixes, lives, unreleased.
But this is how you do your legacy.
This is how you do
it. Like, Mariah should be the blueprint for every legend on what to do with
the
legacy.
Repackages.
Britney's book incoming.
I would really love for...
Take some notes, please.
I would love for the music to be treated like that.
And the videos.
I feel very strongly that this is the way you do it.
I digress.
This is a complete...
fucking slithering snake promo. Oh my God.
What happened?
Send me in the next submersible, please.
What?
The book promo with the snake being like...
Oh, Britney?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm basically saying that Mariah, what she is doing and what they are doing with her legacy should be how every legend is treated with that level of detail, respect, and creativity.
Well, I think that is not what's happening with Britney's albums. Let's just say that.
We can be optimistic.
I would love to be optimistic about that, but... Yes, I would love to also see this wide array of extended, a cappella, live, club mixes. You name it, she's got it. Music Box 1993, 30 years, and more to come. Apparently, there's going to be mini documentaries about the making of these songs and social videos to come. And I will also say, on the subject of like honoring legacies and stuff, shout out to Miley for that ongoing series about looking back at everything. Every single day, there was a new headline about something she revealed about. She broke up with Liam when she did Glastonbury. Her house burned down as she did Black Mirror. Like, there was a ton of info in her series, The Endless Summer Vacation, next section. That was really good. That's, again, honoring the legacy. The jury's still out on the Britney music. We'll see. In any case...
I want to give a shout out to the Dreamlover Def Club remix because I may be wrong, but I feel like it's finally on streaming in full.
Mm.
I don't know if it was before. I know it was on YouTube.
You could check it out on desktop if it has no streams. That means it wasn't. Yeah.
But I have heard a lot of producers talking about this song and saying how it's like one of the most well renowned and respected like house club remixes. This actually inspired my Janet remix where I was like, it's the same song, but it's flipped.
Yeah.
With new vocals. And yeah, this is literally a 10 minute.
She was the queen of that.
And 40 is something the second.
The remix, oh, to be honest.
It's so good. Hello, everyone. This is editor T. Kyle reporting live on Sunday night, right before hitting publish on this episode, with some news about that Janet remix I just talked about. And also, ironically, I talk about it in the after show as well this week. Little did I know what would soon become.
We were all so happy that day. It's actually hard to even imagine how
iconic
things would soon become.
But yeah, on the subject of remixes, I do have a super exciting update for you all that has happened in the past 24 hours that has absolutely rattled and shaken me to the core of my tits. Now, if you've been following the podcast for a long time, something that tends to happen quite often is whenever Brad and I have a scheduling conflict and have to record the podcast early, something always happens. And that's exactly what happened this week. So we recorded the podcast on Friday night because, and I can say it now because it has already happened, I had to leave town to go help my brother with his proposal to my now future sister-in-law. Ah! Shout out to my little brother and Kristen on their engagement. The weather, when I tell you, divine timing, everybody. I've been talking about this. The sky literally opened up. It was like cloudy, rainy. Sky opened up. Little rainbow haze. We pulled it off. Surprise. And she said yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, anyway. I've been crying all fucking weekend. Okay, so we record on Friday. I wake up on Saturday. I go on Discord. Shout out to the Discord. And there is a message from Kyle JS in the Bops by T. Kyle channel that says, I think this is your Janet Jackson remix being played at New York Fashion Week. And I'm like, what? So I click the link and there is a video on the Janet Jackson's Instagram story from Christian Siriano's New York Fashion Week show, and my remix of All Night is playing on the fucking runway. I lost it. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, I did record my reaction because I'm just trying to record my reaction to things, and I'm trying to be better about taking photos with friends to have more memories when I'm older, you know, literally Barbie's impact, like the scene at the end with the movie montage, That's what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to film more things to have memories like, you know, later on in life when I look at my montage. So I start recording my reaction thinking that I'm going to be shaking and crying, like figuratively. But no, I literally start blubbering, sobbing mess. So I did post it on Instagram. Is it embarrassing? Probably. Do I care? No. You have my permission to screen record it and laugh at me because it was kind of funny and we can meme it later. It's totally fine. Now, I had zero idea that this was happening. I had no advanced warning. I did not know this was happening. I still, as of recording this, have no idea how it happened, but I am stunned. I am shaken. I am shook. I am blown away. This is like so fucking epic. I cannot believe it. Christian Siriano is a legend. I literally remember being at FIT in our dorm rooms watching his season of Project Runway. And now fast forward, he's celebrating his 15th year as a designer. I can't believe it. I am shaken by this for two reasons. One, because I took my favorite Janet Jackson song and I remixed it unofficially. Please don't sue me. And I now have video proof that the song, the sound waves have entered into Janet Jackson's ears. She has heard this. I am shaken. I am shook. I hope she liked it. I hope she was sitting there like, oh my God. This is a bop. If she didn't like it, that's fine too. Also, Avril Lavigne heard it. Kesha heard it. Slater heard it. Christian Siriano is a fucking legend. I've even said on this podcast before, I said if I ever was relevant enough to get invited to the Met Gala, who am I hiring to design my suit? Christian Siriano. Like, okay, so that's the first reason. Second reason, you guys know I cannot dress myself to save my life. I understand that. I'm not a fashionista. I'm sitting here in short shorts and a shirt from Old Navy. I drag me to the depths of hell. It's fine. However, what I do know about fashion is that music, staging, lighting, all of those things during a fashion show are as important as the actual clothes on the models. It's setting the tone, it's setting the vibe, it's setting the mood, it's setting the atmosphere, it's setting the pace. Oh, like these models strutting to this bop. Oh. So for Christian to either approve or like, I don't know if he personally like found this on SoundCloud and was like, bop, I want to play this. I don't know how it happened yet. But for him to have this in his show, showing off his next collection, I do not have words. I'm still processing it. I am taken away. I feel so honored. So if Christian, you are listening, I am floored and I am wishing you continued and continued and continued success. I think you are so talented. I love to see another queen winning. And if you have any future ideas for future shows, my DMs are open. And if I ever get famous, get ready because I'm going to need you to make me a blazer with a good shoulder because you guys know that I'm shaped like a pear. So I want like a sharp-edged like shoulder with black matte, maybe a little sheen to it with a nice pant. Anyway, I also want to say a huge thank you to all of you listeners for sharing, liking, streaming, supporting my SoundCloud, supporting my remixes, giving me words of encouragement in the Discord and sending me DMs when I post little ideas that I have or remix ideas that I have. You guys have been so supportive and it really has been keeping me going. It is not easy to start something new. It's been a roller coaster journey and I just feel like I am on cloud nine. This is the universe taking all the questions that I was asking and hitting me over the head with the answer. I grew up as a kid stanning wrestlers and their theme songs. And this is like now as a 35-year-old gay to have a bop that I made unofficially play at, in my opinion, the coolest and most epic fashion designers, New York Fashion Week. This is no Wet Seal. Okay. You know, no offense to Wet Seal, but this is New York Fashion Week. Like there's New York Milan and the other one. This is like this is like the Grand Slam for tennis. Like I am fucking shook and I'm oh my God. Okay. Enough of me talking to myself in my room. If anyone would like to help make this an official remix that we can put on streaming for the girls to shake their tits to, my DMs are open. My email is in my link tree. Call me. I am fucking honored and floored. Thank you, Christian. I cannot express into words the encouragement and the motivation that I feel from this moment happening, and I'm ready to make more bops. Also, last editor note. Later on in the episode, we do pronounce Rami's name as Romy. I think I made that mistake. So don't drag us, but that's the editor note from Brad. Also, Brad says hi again. But anyway, back to the main episode. Thank you guys again. If any of you make any funny memes of me from my crying reaction video, please send them my way because I will repost them. Okay, bye. I'll see you guys in the Discord.
Yeah, there are some great articles actually about specifically what Mariah does with remixes that are very interesting. I still have to dive into that music box.
It's a big box to dive into. Also, another song that I want to shout out that I have had on repeat all week is by an artist, Angry Baby. Mm-hmm. The song is Wasted on Me.
Uh-huh.
And then also a shout out to Bronze Avery for the release of the song Scan and Copy, which is Give Me More Inspired.
And you can hear that.
You can hear it. And these two artists have been like really pushing their TikToks. And so I also wanted to shout out and just applaud the effort because they've been like really pushing themselves on TikTok. And I was like, I don't know. I just wanted to applaud. And give my praise because I know it's not easy, but it's so cool seeing the audience on TikTok like really rally. And
yeah. You got to hustle.
It's a fucking bop.
It is. I saw a lot of people dancing to it already.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to give a quick shout out to Miss Camille for K1. Now, Camille's been around for quite a while, from the Saturdays to the being called the unofficial fifth member of Little Mix for the amount of songs that she's done with them. And more recently, she's done I'm Good Blue.
Bop.
And she's done Tension for Kylie. And she just put out a collection called K1. And I have talked about each of the songs that came out already, like in the weeks leading up, but altogether, it's just fantastic. To no one's surprise. If you like what was happening with Ray, like Ray was writing all these bops for people and then put out her own stuff, which is also great. It's in that vein. It's another singer-songwriter who happens to be playing both worlds and doing these incredible songs for people and also having incredible songs of their own. Shout out to Camille. And yeah, also shout out to T. Kyle for witnessing Little Mix's Move video for the first time at...
Oh my God. Am I really about to get fucking called out? It's fine. You can tell everyone.
Well, we were at Rise and you were like, oh, it's Belecta. Because Jesse Nelson was on the screen. And I was like, yeah, it's a Little Mix video. And he's like, this is Little Mix?
Okay, but... I was fucking gagged. That video was so good. I'd never seen it before in my life. And literally, I'm like, oh my God, that's a Belecta girl. And she also, no offense to the other girls, but like she ate them the fuck up in that video.
Oh, sorry, I'd not move. I'm touch. It was touch. It was the touch video, which was very iconically recut without her on Stan Twitter when she...
No.
Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah. And then you were like, is this new? Yeah, it did. It came out in 2016, but
I wasn't 21 yet.
It's newish. Yeah. But I applaud you for standing that song. It is among their best by far. The boot scooting on the ground, all of that.
Serve.
Yeah.
Also, since we want to call things out about that night.
Oh.
Scream and Shout played. You had left at this point.
Yeah.
But I was with Teo. Yeah. And Scream and Shout came on, and the entire place was screaming. Oh. And I was like, oh, look at that.
Well.
You know, the newer song with Will.i.am may have also played to silence, but what do I know?
They pressed their luck. They were like, oh, you want more from Will and Brittany? And then they played that one. Oh.
It made me feel, you guys know how I feel about Scream and Shout, but like
you
the
do
fact
love it.
That it was a very loud roaring. I was like, oh,
yeah,
the girls still know, you know,
they do. They are aware.
Yes.
Yes. Well, speaking of Britney collaborators, shout out to Tinashe, who has a new record out. I will say album, but it is
short,
20 minutes. And I'm not sure what we're calling albums anymore, but I'm
okay.
It's an EP.
Yeah.
BB Angel. Baby Angel.
Yeah. BB.
BB.
Angla.
BB Ang3L by M3 again. Yes, very into it now. A lot of the song, not a lot. There's not a lot of songs to begin with, but some of the songs dropped ahead of time. Very into it. It's a quick, sexy. I mean, it's vibey. It's Tinashe. It's very signature Tinashe. Actually, very into And we already had like Needs and Talk to Me Nice. So, and Tightrope. I'm into it. And we'll also shout out, she's a rock girl. She likes to rock out.
She does like to rock out.
She also has a pretty short album, time-wise. But I guess in today's culture, it's like the standard length.
Yeah, how long is this one? 39?
39. Oh, that's a novel. That's long.
I would say that's...
decent. That's decent.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got like 12 tracks. Yeah, that's an album. That's an album. Yes, we're talking, of course, about Olivia Rodrigo, who has since acquired her driver's license and is now spilling her guts with her sophomore album. Following Vampire and Bad Idea Right, we've got another collection of rowdy bangers. Ballad of a Homeschool Girl, she goes off. Get Him Back is a favorite of the new tracks.
I did like that one.
Yeah.
It was giving me Avril.
Yeah.
A little bit.
There's shades of Avril, shades of Courtney / Hole, shades of Paramore, I suppose. You know, we can go to Ashley Fifi Avril vibes. Some of the album gave me a slight triggering high school panic attack. It did bring me back to like angsty Lindsay Lohan soundtrack.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Like Kelly Clarkson.
It transported me to a time that
Avril.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that
Fifi
is
Fifi Dobson.
Fifi, yes. That is all to say that I think this is like hitting with the youth big time. And the older community. The geriatric millennials.
Yeah.
I do see quite a few are standing. It got an instant classic.
Some people are like, stans.
Oh, I know.
Like, the way that I feel about Addison Rae, there's definitely gays my age that feel that way about Olivia.
My thing is, like, I can't deny their bops, and the songwriting is there. I'm just starting to feel that thing, which I think is natural, where I'm like, I don't know if I'm exactly partaking in this particular popular movement.
Yeah.
It does make me feel old.
Well.
But it's also like, I'm not saying
we're
anything.
We're older.
But I'm not saying anything bad about the music. It's just like, you know, you start to feel waves of the girlies where you're like, okay, that's definitely a youthful record. But I can still appreciate it for what it is. Rolling Stone gave it the Instant Classic Award already, which they...
let's relax a little bit.
They like to just... they go in real fast with those. you know, yeah. Something's definitely... I mean,
that reminds me, there was a TikTok that I forgot to pull, but it was like some gay doing a thing. And he's like, and then I, you know, I thought I'm going to reach gay death. And then it says gay death equals 30.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that? Oh, shit. I have to find it.
No, but gay death is 25, I thought.
I was going to cut it for the soundboard, but I lost it.
Oh, I was warned like in college. They were like, sweetie, once you turn 25, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, please.
I don't actually subscribe to that, but I do feel culture shifting in ways where I feel comfortable not partaking in everything younger.
Right.
You know? But I don't... I'm not taking away anything from Olivia. It's just like, I get it. The girls that get it. Rock out, ladies.
Rock the spots.
Way to rock the spots.
Do you see that one tweet that was like... it was very U-coded. Let me find it.
No.
This app is so glitchy now. Okay, so someone tweeted, oh my God, can't wait for Olivia's guts. And it got a quote retweet from a user at Jimmy Outsold, which is also funny. Uh-huh. Ghostface on the phone with Kirby and Jill.
Like, that is very me-coded.
Got that joke.
Yes. Oh, I love that, actually.
Yeah. And she's going to be at the VMAs coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, in our after show, we're going to be discussing, what do we have on this list? Nicki, the VMAs, Shakira, Pepsi 125, Britney, and AI. So if you would like to support the pod, we would like to give a big shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legendsonly. Where you can subscribe, support the pod directly, and get access to dozens of bonus episodes, including the after show, which happens after this show every week. And you can also join our Discord, where we will be live chatting the VMAs next Tuesday. So,
see you there for the live.
How was that plug?
The live dragging. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But finally,
before we wrap up, I'd like to mention it all, an album that I was highly anticipating. We were highly anticipating for truly since last year, actually, when Strong came out. It's been a while. Romy's Midair is out now.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I was stunned. This is first listen.
This is a perfect start to finish play.
Yes.
She's got her interludes and her segments of quiet. It's the perfect build-ups, euphoric moments, and calm-downs. I just feel like it's sequenced perfectly. Romy is from The XX. If you don't know that band, that's okay. This is her debut solo album, and she worked with the legendary Stuart Price of Confessions on a Dance Floor, among many others, Jamie XX from The XX, and Fred again, which is already just like power...
EDM.
Collaborator.
Not EDM, but like, well, kind of.
Like, just perfect tag team. And yeah, there's been songs that came out already, like Strong and Enjoy Your Life and The Sea. And for the most part, those are still like my highlights, but there's still new ones on the record that I absolutely love.
I really loved One Last Try.
Mm-hmm.
That one was a standout for me.
I also really like... Well, first of all, I love that transition from Midair into Enjoy Your Life as the like, my mother told me, like the way that it...
Oh, she's a singer.
Oh, yes. I do vocals on this album. I didn't want to mention it, but yeah. I also love Did I? Ugh, So good. She said the album was heavily inspired by Robin, Queen already, and early 2000s trance.
Well,
there you go.
What else do you need?
Also, queer, which give it up for the queer community. We love the making the, what am I trying to say? We love seeing our community making incredible music and supporting them. So a lot of this music is actually about her going from like being a little quiet with showing romantic love to like fully embracing it. There's like that journey to it as well, which I think is awesome. And yeah, so, and a lot of just like Robin, tears on the dance floor, grief, heavy emotion, kind of misleadingly paired with really up-tempo, euphoric production.
That's the best kind of EDM.
Exactly. It talks about losing her parents. It talks about queer romance and breakups and getting back together. And some really, I love when there's a self-empowering song that isn't cheesy. And songs like Strong and Enjoy Your Life like really choke me up because they manage to be about really heavy topics about like moving forward while carrying grief and hard times with you. And I think they're done really well. So in any case, I really endorse, approve, love this record. I listened to it all the way through and then I immediately hit the purchase on the limited edition pink vinyl on Spotify.
Ooh.
Which, God, Spotify, like it slays to the pairing, the way, the ease of like, you're listening to the album and then right below it is just like, you can buy it.
You're like, oh, the Slade, let me get it.
Exactly. Like, that's so smart. You don't even have to click around anywhere.
Well, they must have put the resources from the Release Radar into that because I don't know what's happening with my Release Radar.
My Release
anymore.
Radar was fucked this week.
Right. Okay. I thought that I like fucked something up because this week it was the worst it's been.
Yeah.
Possibly mine, since I ever.
No, mine
not
as well.
Sponsored, by the way. I've been paying for premium for like the entire time.
Yeah.
And you fucked my Release Radar up.
Yeah, mine was like not great this week.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? There was no Romy on it. And I'm like, literally,
yeah.
Enjoy Your Life is probably in my top five most played. And yeah. You're not even giving me a notice that this album's out.
I know. It's very.
Dear Mr. Spotify.
Hit or miss. Dear Mr. Spotify.
That's going to be my Delta Work rant of the week.
Yeah.
Did you see her rant about the hash browns at McDonald's?
I saw her spill.
Agreed with that statement.
I absolutely agreed.
Another note I had about vinyls and LGBTs.
Oh.
I wanted to give a shout out to Troye Sivan's limited edition vinyl of Rush that has a cutout in the center of it where you can see his face through the hole in the middle. And then there is duct tape printed on the around the hole. So it looks like a glory hole in a bathroom stall, and you take, this is camp.
Yeah.
And good design.
Yeah, it is. Very well done.
Yes.
Well played, Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's teasing
applause.
The next single.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
And teasing a lot on Maine.
That's true. Yeah. Well, he felt the rush.
Well.
That's what happens.
Work. Well, the conversation continues. We're not done yet.
That's right.
So if you would like to listen to the after show, you know where to go.
Or maybe you don't. It's on Patreon.
I already said it. I'm so bad at plugging it.
Well, there it is in case you need it.
But yeah, the after show is over on Patreon. And if you would like to support us, but you do not subscribe to Patreon, totally cool. But you can scroll below on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and give us a 5-star review. It would help us out and does help support us. So thank you.
Thank you. And until next week, well...
Well, no. Oh, we... This is how you can tell who really listens to the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Emphasis on bottom.
We will... Oh, yeah. We will be not back next week.
Right.
But if you are a Patreon sub, we have something for you next week to fill your low void.
Oh.
But if not, we will... Hopefully see you at the Kylie party if you're here in New York.
Yeah.
And then we will be back after the Kylie party.
Yeah.
To talk about the Kylie party that week.
And of course, we will be
and Kylie
chatting with you during the VMAs on Discord. So
yes.
Don't worry, we'll be there.
And then I'm going on vacation, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll be away from office.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, out of office. Okay. Well, we hope that you're having a wonderful September. And until next time.
We will.
See you.
Then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.